You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. And as we heard earlier, a candlelit vigil was held last night to remember a mother and her two young children who were found dead in a house in Dublin yesterday. Residents of Llewellyn Court in Rathfarnham in South Dublin expressed their grief and shock at the tragedy and described how difficult it was to explain what had happened to their own children. Our reporter Samantha Librari was at last night's vigil. She spoke to some of those who were there.
There's a little boy and a little girl here involved, and that little boy is only my daughter's age. It's, you know, it's just horrific. Like, and for the neighbourhood, we're a very close community here. We do an awful lot around here and in this little area, say with the fairy garden and the new bench that we've put in. And as I say, we've neighbourhood watch. We've everything around here. So just to show your support in any little way, because there's not much you can actually do, just to show it out there that we are a community and we are thinking of this whole family at this horrible, horrible time.
Yeah, I just came here to show solidarity. Yeah, it's absolutely devastating what's happened today in Llewellyn. It's great to see the residents come together here and united.
Shocked. We never thought it would happen in our own estate, but it does, so.
Over 40 years in this estate, and I never ever seen anything like this before in this estate, because it was always a quiet residential estate. And everybody looked out for everybody.
I think we're all still absolutely shocked. Most of us didn't know the family. They seemed to be a very private family. I think it's just the thought of particularly two children losing their life. It's just, I don't have the words. I can't.
And Samantha joins me now, and shock is the word there from the residents, summing up the reaction to these unfolding events, Samantha.
That's right, Mary. This house is nestled in a small, quiet cul-de-sac in Llewellyn Court, which is an estate on the border of Rathfarnham and Ballantyre in South Dublin. It's just a few minutes from Marley Park. And the neighbours say the estate is about 40 years old, and they described it as a close and settled community. It was midterm break yesterday, and there were an awful lot of young children out playing in the field. There was Halloween decorations in gardens and windows, a very normal picture there. And as you heard them mention there, they were very proud to show us the bench they've recently installed for the older people living there, in a fairy garden for younger residents. And it was at this location last night that they held that candlelit vigil to remember the mother and the two children who lost their lives. Neighbours said they were stunned and devastated at what happened. And as you heard them say, they admitted they didn't really know the family very well. The woman, her partner and two young children had been living there for about a year, and it's understood the couple moved to Ireland from outside of Europe some years ago. They were described as private people who kept to themselves, and the children attended the local primary school.
And how did Gardaí make this discovery yesterday?
Well, it was those neighbours who became concerned when they hadn't seen the family in some time. So they contacted Gardaí, and Gardaí called to the home just before midday yesterday, but they got no response. So they eventually forced entry to the property, and there they discovered the bodies of the 37-year-old mother, her 11-year-old daughter and her 6-year-old son. Now, the scene was immediately preserved and designated a crime scene, and the state pathologist was notified, and a technical examination was carried out. And very quickly after the discovery, Gardaí said they were treating the deaths as unexplained. Now, it's understood they're pursuing a number of lines of inquiry. They're carrying out house-to-house interviews with those neighbours to establish the movements of the family in recent days, and they're also speaking to friends and family of the deceased. Now, Gardaí have been in contact with the partner of the woman and the father of the children. Detectives spoke to the man, who's said to be distressed, and he's been given access to medical treatment.
Do we know where this investigation is going now?
Well, the state pathologist attended the scene yesterday, and last night the bodies were removed from their home, and a post-mortem is due to be carried out today on the bodies of the mother and her two young children. Now, Gardaí say the results will determine the course of this investigation, which was described to me as a complex and very sensitive investigation. But it has been allocated at the moment all the resources of a murder investigation. We expect to hear more from Gardaí later today. But yesterday, Gardaí also took the unusual move of appealing to the public not to share comments about this case on social media. They say comments began circulating very soon after the incident came to light yesterday, and they described these comments as uninformed, and they also said they were extremely unhelpful to this criminal investigation.
For now, Samantha Librari, thank you.